Hi, it's Scott Rockfile back with another podcast for you. I'm going to talk about the first two episodes of the new Fallout TV series on Amazon Prime. The short and the sweet, this is great. I mean, they really did a good job. I have to distance myself a little bit because I don't know how regular people are going to feel about this show. Fallout is part of my DNA. Since the late 90s, I've been playing Fallout games, even on my computer at home. Right now, I have an L-shaped desk, and one whole side of it is a giant Fallout rubber mat that I put down. It helps with the sound. Plus, it's got some scenery from, well, the T-60 and walking out into the wasteland. I'm a huge fan of the games, have always loved them, go back to them often and play them. Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 4. Incredible. Matter of fact, I'm re-downloading Fallout 4 as we speak right now because watching the show made me want to play the games. But that's not what you're here to hear about. So it's hard for me to go, this is a great TV show because, well, every 30 seconds I'm going, oh, wow, look at that. Oh, wow, there's something else. But as far as TV shows go, I found it quite entertaining in the first two episodes. There's only eight. All of them are up now. You've got Ella Purnell starring as Lucy. She's one of the three main characters of the show. Also, Aaron Clifton Moten is Maximus, and Walton Goggins is the Ghoul. Also, Michael Emerson, Kyle MacLachlan, there's some other stars in it. It was produced and created by Jonathan Nolan, who's Christopher Nolan's brother. He worked with Lisa Joy, who's also working on this. They worked on Westworld, which I really enjoyed that series. It was a little more cerebral than it probably needed to be, and that's kind of what we liked about it. It was very dense, and as it went on, it got denser, and that was a good thing. But this is something completely different. My buddy got a little Westworld vibe from the first episode, but I think that will go away because there's a lot of virtual reality kind of stuff going on in the first episode. We're introduced, I guess I should tell you a little bit about Fallout if you have no idea, if you've never played the games. Basically, Fallout tells the story of a post-apocalyptic America. The alternate timeline this takes place in, everything was kind of that retro 50s future. Like the beginning of the TV show is the same as the beginning of all the games. There's normal life going on. The cars look like they're from the 50s, but they also have a robot in the house that serves them and that kind of stuff. So it's a little of that retro futuristic kind of vibe. That's kind of what permeates Fallout before the apocalypse. Then after, that kind of gets all twisted into this universe, right? And so in playing the games, usually you're a vault dweller who goes out into the wasteland to do something, to discover something, to save something. And that's basically what the story is. Lucy has grown up in a vault. She's never been out in the real world before, and something tragic happens in the vault, and she's got to go out in the real world, out into this post-apocalyptic world that, well, nobody from the vaults have gone out. It's been over 200 years, and they think the radiation is not down enough that they could go. But when she goes out there, she finds out there's quite a lot of bit of life out there. Then we meet Maximus, who is a member of the Brotherhood of Steel. If you played the games, you know who they are, but they're basically believe in a higher power, believe in the purpose of steel, and want to rebuild America. And he's grown up not in a vault. He's grown up in the real world and how horrible it's been out there during, you know, the generations after the atomic fallout. And then we meet the third character, who's the Ghoul, which is a character we meet several times in the games. Ghouls can be feral, and they're basically just monsters, or they can be intelligent, and they're actually, you know, radioactive people who have lived on. It's a weird concept in the game, but I love how they do it in the TV show. There's also little things from the show, everything from stim packs to bobbleheads to Nuka-Cola, which is one of the brands. But what they're doing with the show that I really like is they're adding another level of mystery. It seems the Ghoul has something to do. He was around before the atomic blast, and we know a little bit about what he does, but in some of the previews for what's coming later on in the series, we're going to dig deeper into his past, and that should be interesting. So that's your setup for the show, that we meet a few characters, then an atomic war happens, and we fast forward 215 years, and we have a vault dweller, a non-vault dweller, and a ghoul all kind of running into each other by the second episode, and we're going to see where that goes. For fans of Fallout, everything is here that you want. The vaults are 100% accurate to the games. The wasteland. There were scenes in the show where she would like turn around and survey where they're going to walk next, and it would be a scene directly out of the game, like the old donut shop that you remember from Fallout 3 or 4 that you run into. It was there, right in the view leading to the city she was about to walk to, and I was like, that's straight out of the game. There's a lot of things straight out of the game. By the second episode, they work in vats. If you don't know much about Fallout, you can play it as a real-time first-person shooter running around, or when you run into somebody you have to fight, you can go into this turn-based vats mode, which is a targeting system where you can pick, I want to target their head or their arm or their hand where they're holding a gun. And you can specifically target parts based on percentages. And they work that into the second episode. You follow some bullets going into some specific things where somebody has shot. And I'm not doing any spoilers in this because I've only watched the first two episodes. But I'm telling you that if you are a Fallout fan, this is better than like Halo. Halo changed things, and they got away from what I loved about Halo the games. What I really loved about the first two Halo games was the mystery of that giant universe-spanning mystery that you had to solve. It wasn't about the roughnecks and the fighting on the ground. I mean, sure, that was what kept you playing, but for me, it was the mystery to go and solve, and Halo got away from that in the first and second seasons. It wasn't so much about that. Where Fallout, they're kind of taking their own route through this, but it is everything that was in the games, and they're crafting their own stories and their own mystery on top of it. Todd Howard, the leader of Bethesda at Microsoft, he's one of the executive producers. Like I said, Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, who worked on Westworld, are the executive producers. Everybody seems to be a fan of the games because it reeks of Fallout. But again, I'm trying to also tell people who have not watched Fallout, this is one of those Last of Us. It's a really great series based on a video game. You wouldn't even know it was a video game. It's that good. The attention to detail, all the mythology they're getting to, all of that. Absolutely love it. I told my buddy, after the first episode, I was hooked. The first episode's 75 minutes. It's almost a mini movie. But with the plot twist and everything that happens, I was hooked. Second episode, I'm in love because it was everything I wanted out of a Fallout show. Between those first two episodes, I'm happy. The rest of the show could suck, but from what I've seen in reviews, it doesn't. So I have six more episodes. I'm going to try no more than two a day. I know I'm going to I will want to binge it, but we only get eight episodes. It's going to be another year or two before we get anything more. So if we get anything more, I'm going to stretch this out as long as I can. But based on the first two episodes, this is something I will buy in a 4K steelbook if it comes out. And that's hit or miss on that's going to happen, but as a Fallout fan, I love it. As a non-fan, it'd be hard for me to say I love it because I'm just so have so much Fallout ingrained into myself. But I think it was a good show. I'm going to wait till a couple of my friends at work who have never played the video games watch it and see what they think. But it's got some over-the-top violence. It's got some dark humor. It's got some heart. And it has an interesting mystery. Plus, it's got a whole post-apocalyptic thing done a little bit differently than you've ever seen before. And it definitely feels like Fallout if you're a fan. If you're a fan of the games, you should watch this immediately because I think it's fantastic. And that's my thoughts on the first two episodes. We'll get more into it. I think the actress that plays Lucy, Ella Purnell, I think she's great. Walton Goggins is always fantastic. And Aaron Clifton Moten, I really like Maximus, that character, and the kind of interesting arc he's gone on already in the first two episodes. It's different than the games, but only in story. Like everything else feels like you're still in that video game world. And what more could you want as a fan of Fallout? I told my buddy, he's like, man, if they can just sustain it. I'm like, I don't care if they sustain it. Just give me one good season, one good movie or one good season of all I've ever asked. And they've done it. They've given me a good season, or at least so far. If they make more, great. If they don't, great. I'm happy with what we got. So there you go. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. More podcasts. A lot more podcasts are on the way. I'm going to do some things like some lists. I got some lists I'm working on. We're going to evolve the podcast a little bit here. So thank you for sticking around. Thank you for your support. And thank you for listening. Have a spectacular day.